Okay, so today's topic starts with the following story. A number of years ago, a Talmud of mine asked when he was buying tcheles. I get a lot of questions when people are buying tcheles. So a Talmud of mine was buying tcheles for the first time, and he wanted to know if he should get strings that are menupats lishma. And I figured that since it's a machlokas rishonim, whether the niputz of the wool needs to be lishma, and it's just as easy to buy such strings, because after all, what difference does it make when they're doing the preparation of the wool, whether they do it lishma or not? It's just a matter of what they have in mind, and maybe just saying that they're doing it lishma. So I said, you might as well get menupats. And later on, I got a call from the Psil Tcheles factory, and they were asking if I was sure that I wanted a paskin that you require Niputz Lishma, considering that none of the Gedolim and the Poskim hold that way, that there's no one on their list of Gedolim and Poskim who wear Tcheles that say that you need Menupatz Lishma, and it's much more expensive. So I never realized that it was more expensive. I certainly never meant to say that it's required Maker Adin, or even a Chumra that you should spend money on. I just figured it's the same. So you might as well. So let's discuss, where exactly is that idea of Niputz Lishma? First of all, what is Niputz? What does it even mean? And where does the idea of Niputz Lishma come from? And is it in fact a worthwhile chumrah? So there are various steps in making the tzitzis. Of course, first they have to be gozes. You need to shear the wool off of the animal. And then they need to do Niputz. Niputz is the combing out of the impurities from the wool. And then they do tzaveya. They dye the wool, you know, with the tcheles. And then they do the tevia, the spinning of the tcheles into threads, and then the shazira. They take these very thin strands and they twist them together, and that's why if you look carefully at your tzitzit strings, if you twist them in the opposite direction, you'll see that they come apart into many different strings. First into two thicker ones, and then if you further twist those two thicker ones, there each one of them is made up of four even thinner ones. So really, each of your strings is really eight strings that are just shazura, that are just totally twisted in making it one string. Now, the reason for shazira is quoted in the Sifri in Parsha Shalach, that the Torah says v'asu lahem tzitzis, and then it says v'nasnu al tzitzis hakanaf psil tcheles. So we learn from the word psila, the psil, that it should be shazura, that it should be wound. The Medrash goes on to say that ein li ela chut tcheles chutei alavan minayin. I would only know that about the tcheles. How do I know that the lavan also needs to be twisted in such a way? So amra Torah. Tain tcheles, tain lavan. Ma tcheles tava v'shazur, af lavan tava v'shazur. Mishnah Berurah quotes this as a minyan aleph, that the Torah tells you you're supposed to have two kinds of strings, tcheles and lavan. So if the tcheles has to be tava v'shazur, then the lavan also. Now the concept of lishma by tzitzis, before we start really diving into niputz, into the idea of combing out the impurities, lishma, let's just discuss in general the concept of lishma when it comes to tzitzis. The Torah tells us, gedilim ta'asilcha, and the Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Tes, Darshins, L'cha L'shem Chavcha, that it has to be L'shem the Mitzvah. So there's when you make the tzitzis. Now, normally making the tzitzis means the tying of the tzitzis. If anyone here has ever tied tzitzis, you were probably, or was ever taught to tie tzitzis, I don't know, like on a fast day in camp or something, that's usually when people learn how to tie tzitzis. So they tell you to say L'shem Mitzvah tzitzis as you're tying the Kesher Elyon, right? That it's supposed to be done. The Asiya of the tzitzis is L'shma. That's the famous comment the Netziv has in his commentary to the She'iltos, that normally we have a concept of mitzvah bo yoser mibishlucho, but normally that doesn't apply to a hechsher mitzvah. Except sometimes you have a hechsher mitzvah ksuva b'kra. You have a hechsher mitzvah, it's such an important hechsher mitzvah that the Torah actually tells you to do the hechsher mitzvah. And says the Netziv, by such hechsher mitzvahs, we would apply the principle of mitzvah bo yoser mibishlucho, that it's more important, better for you to do it yourself. So actually we should be tying our own tzitzis if we're able to, and if we're not able to, it's not that hard to learn that it's a mitzvah bo yosem b'shlucha, building your own sukkah and tying your own tzitzis. These are things that are better done by us rather than by our shliach, even though they are not necessarily the mitzvah itself. So that's where the concept of lishma comes from. Gedilim tas l'cha the gemar in sukkah l'cha l'shem chavcha. There is machlokas rav in Shmuel if the tevias hachutin, if the spinning into threads needs to be lishma, or just the attaching of the strings to the begad needs to be lishma. So the gemar menachas and daf mem beis and beis tells us that Shmuel, who requires tevia lishma, also requires that you be tzoveya the tcheles lishma. Rav, who does not require Tevi'ah Lishma, would not require being Tzaveya the Tchelas Lishma. The Gemara in Erevin, Daf Tzadi Vavim Beis, tells us that Amrav Lazar, we just had this in Daf Yomi a couple of days ago, Amrav Lazar, Amotze, Tchelas B'shuk, if a person is walking in the shuk and he finds Tchelas, Lishonos P'sulos, if he finds big things of wool that are dyed Tchelas, you could assume that those are possible for Tzitzis. But Chutin, if they've already been made into strings, then Ksherin, then they're kosher for Tzitzis. You find large pieces of tchelas dyed wool in the shuk, pasul tzitzis. Why? So it's clear in the Gemara because we're concerned that the dyeing wasn't done lishma, and you need to dye the tchelas lishma. So the idea that the dyeing needs to be lishma is explicit in Menachos Daf Mem Beis, and it's pretty explicit in this comment of Rabbi Lazar in Erev and Daf Tzadi Vav. The Rambam in Hilchos Tzitzis, Perek Beis Halacha Gimel Paskins, that in tzava shalo lishma, psula. If you dye the tzitzis shalol lishma, then it is possible for tchelas. There's a discussion, the achronim, whether the requirement of tzviya lishma is d'orais or d'rabanan, but lahalacha, we do require dyeing it lishma. As far as shazira lishma, twisting the threads to make the thicker strings, Shulchan Aruch and Simon Yud Aleph Sif Beis Paskins, that it is required, and the Beis Yosef says that the source is the Gemara in Erevin that we just mentioned. The Gemara says, Hamotzei tchelas b'shuk lishonos psulim kechutin ksherin, that if you find big things of wool, they're possible, but if you find strands, then they're kosher. So the Gemara says, b'shazurin, we're talking about that you already found them, already spun, already twisted together. Shazurin aminim adaiti desifzuz the glimi afinu, says the Gemara, wait a second, even if they're twisted together, maybe that was done just to add to your shirt or something like that. Who says that it was done in that way in order to prepare it for making tzitzis? And so Gemara b'mufsakin dukulei vade lo tarchi inchi, that it's talking about that they were cut to the size of tzitzis strings as well, and that you know for sure must have been done for the sake of tzitzis. So if you find twisted threads, you still have to be concerned that it was done for other clothing, unless it was cut down to the normal size of tzitzis strings. The clear implication of the Gemara is that you need shazira, and that needs to be l'shem tzitzis. The Nemukei Yosef in Hilchos Tzitzis on Daf Yud Beis on Beis Bedape Arif writes that v'nirin advarim de shazira nami be'inan l'shma, that we taka need shazira l'shma, and the reason the shazira needs to be l'shma is that everything mitaviya ve'elach needs to be l'shma. Every step in the process from the taviya and on has to be l'shma, because that's all part of asiyas tzitzis. And then Magen Avraham in Siman Yud Aleph Sifkan Gimel says that it's ma'akeh b'di'eved if the shazira is not done l'shma. Mishmur and Sifkatan Tezvav says that even if the shazira was done b'stam, it would be kosher because you could rely on the fact that the tevia will is l'shma. So m'stama kala osa al das rishonu osa, that you want to continue to do everything else l'shma. Bir Alacha, however, in Dibra Maskel Tzrich and Shazira is not sure if you twisted two strings shalol l'shma and then took four of them and twisted them into eight. Lishma, whether that would be kosher. Meaning, does every part of the twisting them together need to be lishma? What if you make the smaller strings lishma, and then when you combine them, you do it shalol lishma, or vice versa? So that's a suffix. So now let's get down to it. What about when it comes to the niputz lishma? Is that something that is required at all? So the Mordechai in the Halachos Ketanos os tuf tuf kuf nun, and the Ogur in Simon Chav Gimel write that you even need niputz lishma. The Darkei Moshe quotes the Ogur that a bal nefesh should be yachmir b'zeh, should be machmir to do niputz lishma. Interestingly, even though Darkei Moshe quotes that, in his Mappa on the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah does not quote that. It's only quoted in the Darkei Moshe on the bottom of the tour. The Ramah in Simen Yud Aleph, Sif Aleph, quotes, Yesh machmirin afilu l'naptson l'shman. Not that, he doesn't say bal nefesh yachmir, he says, Yesh machmirin to do the niputz l'shma, but then he adds quickly, V'aminig l'hakel b'niputz. The minig is to be makel, not to do the niputz l'shma. And the Levush and Shulchan Aruch Rav also say, the minhag was never to require niputz l'shma. The Chavos Yair in his commentary on Shulchan Aruch HaRachayim, Mekor Chaim, says that you see from the Gemara in Erev and Daf Tzadi Vav that the Ramah must be correct, that you don't need niputz l'shma. Why? Because the Gemara only talks about the problem of finding tcheles, finding wool that's dyed with tcheles in the shuk, that it may not have been dyed l'shma. There should be another problem, even if it wasn't tcheles wool, it was just stam wool. There should be another problem. Maybe it wasn't minupatz l'shma. How do you know that the niputz was done l'shma? Elamai, the fact that the Gemara doesn't even raise that as an issue indicates to us that it doesn't really matter, that the Niputz, in fact, does not need to be Lishma. Prima Gadim in Eshel Avram, Sivkadin Aleph, in Simin Yer Aleph, points out that the Maskarnas HaGemara in Erevin is that Rabbi Lazar will only allow you to use strings that you find if they are Shizurim Umufsakim, if they have been twisted and they're cut to size. Why then would he use the Lashon of Lishonos Psulim Chutim Ksherim? Even Chutim are sometimes Psulim, if they're not also Shizurim Umufsakim, if they're not also twisted and cut. So must be, says the Prima Gadim, that Rabbi Lazar specifically spoke about Lishonos to teach a diuk, that the only problem you have with Lishonos, with large pieces of wool, is that the dyeing may not have been Lishma. But with large pieces of wool, there could be no other problem, because you don't need Niputz Lishma. So even though it's already Menupatz, you don't need Niputz Lishma. So these are the rayas that the post can bring for the Ramah, that the Ramah is correct, and Niputz Lishma is really unnecessary. Mishra Brura and Sifkat and Gimel writes, V'ayin Prisha B'Shem Maral Miprag, Shemaskim D'Lechachila Yesh LaHachmir L'Napetz Lishma. Whoa, Mishra Brura changes things a little bit. He says that in the name of Maral Miprag, L'Chachila you should try to be Machmir, to do Niputz Lishma. Rabbi Kivegra quotes the same. In Shuvas V'Anagos, Chelek Aleph, Simchav Dalit of Shurmach says that, you know, he had the same cheshbon I had. It's pretty cheap. It's easy to fulfill this chumrah. It's no, what difference does it make whether the wool is menupatz lishma or not menupatz lishma? Meaning it's just as easy to make it lishma as it is to make it not lishma. So probably it can't be much more expensive to get menupatz lishma. So you might as well. However, in Halicha Shlomo, Perikim Los Yutes, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach says that since the minhag was always like the Ramah, you don't need to make any effort whatsoever to be machmir. In Orchos Rabbeinu Chelek Aleph, page Chaf, it says that the stipler didn't want to publicize that he personally was machmir about Niputz Lishma, because people might get the impression that it's a worthwhile chumrah for everybody, and it's not. The stipler had a lot of personal chumras that he didn't want people to get the wrong impression that those were reasonable chumras for the rest of the world. In fact, in Tshuvas Chasam Sofer, or Chaim Simen Vav, he writes that somebody sold him the most beautiful tzitzis, he writes in the course of the tshuva, and he says they were menupatz lishma, he just mentions it, derech agav. They were such great tzitzis, they were even menupatz lishma. Sounds like it's something that is a worthwhile chumrah in his view. In Rav Shturmbach, in that same tshuva, in Tshuvas HaNagos, Chelek Aleph, Simen Chav Dalet writes, v'shamati al agon v'tzadik Rabbi Yisrael Salanter Zatzal, shedikdek lo rak b'niputz lishma. Not only was Rabbi Yisrael Salanter makbir on niputz lishma, he even required the shearing of the wool lishma. He says, and I've seen people being makbid about that in Yerushalayim Mir HaKodesh. I have no idea what the makor for that is, that the shearing of the sheep needs to be lishma. I'll tell you, my cheshbon, when the Talmud asked me years ago, I never asked for niputz lishma. I just imagined that all the tzitzis were probably from stuff that was done niputz lishma, because I figured it must be really easy. And when the Talmud asked me, I remember, right? I went to visit the Tchelis factory, there was a sheep there. I figured that was probably the sheep that they shore all the wool from and that they made all the strings from. I realized that's just like to show people. That's not like they get like regular strings. So I figured it doesn't cost them any extra, so what's the big deal? But as it turns out, apparently it is somewhat of a big deal. It is apparently much more expensive. So if a person is looking for extra chumras in their life and they figured out all the other chumras, meaning someone like the stipler on that madrega, it's a worthwhile chumra for someone like that, but I think for the rest of us, it's not something in general that people are careful about. Okay.